For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
All right, Chris, great to have you today.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Always nice to see a new business come to Arkansas. So we'll tell you, if you just joined us, it's interesting. You've never heard these phrases when you're talking about gyms. This is Max Strength Fitness and no sweat. Only 2 days per week, 20 minutes, 67 degrees all the time. Personal training every second you're here. They've got specific machines just for you. And the best thing, they don't, when doctors prescribe you pills, they prescribe you exercise. There you go. So it's a interesting.
So I'm telling you right now, I talked with Jeff. I had a consultation, with Brian this morning when I got in here, because, you know, I've been having some issues.
Yes. For sure.
And I do believe. And again, I had a doc work on me down in Florida, WebMD, a lot of stuff. I can't afford going to the doctor a lot of times.
It can be a little scary sometimes. WebMD is not for the faint of heart.
Well, yeah. I don't go for the, you know, the
I have a stomach ache.
The weird stuff.
And then all of a sudden you
think got
you
AIDS.
Have every. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yes. No, I don't go that far. So it's all about, you know, you try to do some things. Because, listen, I know my bup over here. He's had more surgeries than there are surgeons here.
Can.
Absolutely. Yes. So he has all these surgeries. I know everything that goes on with him. But I'm also getting older and all that sort of thing. So anyway, I've got an issue here. I had some tendonitis a few years ago, and I go see Dr. Jimmy Tucker. He says, Roger, I can fix that. You just got to change your workout routine. You got to do more back and chest and all that. It'll go away. I said, it'll go away. He said, it'll go away. Guess what? It went away. And so now with the issue that I have, I think a lot of it has to do with movement that I've got going on. So I leave Friday after we do a very successful youth home steak and eggs at the butcher shop, and I go and I get a 30-minute.
How'd that turn out?
Good. It worked fantastic.
I'm telling you, people get missing out on the benefits of massage.
Dude, I did, and she did a great job. Thanks to Dee Dee for squeezing me in on there at Ava Bella, and I'll go again tomorrow to get a little bit more. But the relief that I got from that, and what are your thoughts on stretching pre and post and anything?
Very important. Yeah.
I've done that. So here,
I tell my dad that all the time.
It's important.
Yeah, it makes
Xi Jinping's listening, so he sent me some things that he heard me talking about, and stretching was one of them to help the vertebrae and doing all that. So I've done it, and I could be in my head a lot of it.
You feel better.
But I'm telling you, physically, I still have, obviously, it's not just going to go
away. But it made a difference.
Major
I'm
difference.
Telling you,
so stretching, massage, and I'll be doing that as well. And then what they do here, Brian told me, that's exactly what they have this place for.
I think that their target market is probably 50 plus. I think they you know, there's no mirrors here. There's no loud music. This is not the gym setting. So, Chris, you would not qualify.
You don't come in here for the Instagram. You don't come here to post on social media.
That's right.
Don't come in here in your yoga pants.
Let's hit some message on our Middleton text line. And, of course, the folks at Middleton are working hard right now. So, Hayden Pence, how do you say your last name again, Christian?
Panettiere.
Panettiere. So Hayden Panettiere, someone says he had a daughter, I didn't even realize this, with former boyfriend.
Yes!
Klitschko.
Yes!
The boxer.
Champion.
She's 36. If you just tuned in, she passes away last
night. 11-year-old daughter. I know, yeah.
Passes away at age 36 last night. Shocker, for sure. Here's one, Casino, Goodfellas. Yeah, talking about your favorite. Not only give us maybe your favorite movie, but your favorite scene. What is the one, I think it's Heist. Again, this is one of those movies, Christian, if you haven't seen it, it's got Ed Norton in it. To me, it's got one of the best
heist
endings ever. Roger, it's almost like the one with Stallone.
So don't tell me then.
Yeah,
safe cracker, and he's training Ed Norton.
Is it too late? Does he come off as special needs?
Yes.
When they first meet, that's the only
scene
that I've seen.
He's so good. Both of them.
Okay.
Are great.
Okay. Baby. Is it too late for me to be able to say spoiler alert? Don't screw it for me. Or
let's not screw it up. Okay. Someone says Heat for De Niro and
not bad at all.
But, you know, let's see here. Oh, listen to this. My grandpa arrived on Normandy alive on day two because the weather turned bad. and they couldn't make the first wave on day one. So that's, again, talking about.
Know the little story. It's just a little blurb, because at the very end of pressure, when reporters asked Eisenhower, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, what was the turning factor in D-Day and all of that, and his he said, we had better meteorologists than the Germans.
Yeah, that's a great.
That's huge. That's a great line. I mean, and again, these guys are working off of protractors they're using.
Different.
Oh my God!
And all the computer data like we do now.
Nothing.
Yeah. Today is National Thrift Shop Day. It's also National I Love My Feet Day, Chris. It's also National Nonprofit Day.
Yeah.
Of course, Jessica works with the Community Foundation. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of nonprofits all over the state. There are a lot of us. All you folks out there in the nonprofit world. Tip of the hat to you for out there doing great work. Someone says, Jake said, I get all my work shirts at Goodwill. I call it GW fashion.
Okay.
Someone says, was Hayden in the Hall Pass? I don't know. Christian?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's Christian, right, Christian now has almost become, Roger, I feel like he's IMDb. Do we do IMCCW?
Sure.
I don't know. It's just like every time. Someone, Rebecca says, y'all keep cutting out. Is that? Are we back? Are we doing good now, Christian?
I think we're good.
Okay. Let's see here. Baz, not so fast, my friend. As we mature, build strength is important, but you don't want too much muscle. Listen. Here's the deal. You're not going to have too much muscle as you get older, because you're losing muscle every decade. So, one of the biggest studies they have found is that if you want to survive and be healthy and live a long life, is to be strong. And so that's been a fact. So you do want to stay lean. You don't want to be overweight. You want to eat your protein, but you definitely want to keep.
Well, listen,
strong.
You're an expert at this as well, and so you'll be able to help out with when we get the guest on. Real quick, just to step back, I don't see Hayden in the cast of Hall Pass.
Okay, yeah,
on the working out and talking to Brian and all that. You know what? Yeah, it's like going to church. And going to the gym, you miss a couple of days, then the next thing you know, you've missed a month, and you've done this, and it's terrible.
Snowballs.
But you feel so good, both mentally, when you attend both church and going to the gym. So going to the gym, and I think, you know, we're going to be out of town a few days in a week. Am I going to miss it? How many times do I get to go to the gym? And Brian's telling me, and I want you to confirm this with what they're doing here. You've got to have a 24-48-hour rest period. On some of your
for a muscle,
for working out, because that way it helps, and he'll explain
recovery.
It more with what they've got. Maybe that's got to do with our age for the recovery. Because I'll try to go in and do an hour, a little bit over an hour, on the circuit.
Well, listen, you know, Chris, I don't know if you've noticed, but Roger, I mean, he's showing the guns.
Today. No. I just wear my shirts.
I'm sure. So I'm sure the owner of the franchise who is in today just looked at Roger and went, whoa. We got a real.
You heard what he said. He goes, whenever you asked about doing something in the break, you know, in a minute, he goes, oh, yeah, we'll burn those triceps up.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. We're going to burn your triceps up.
But it's 20 minutes, you know what? But it's the resistance. It's everything that goes on in there. So I just want to make sure that are you getting anything out of it? I don't think I'm gaining any muscle or anything. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm gaining some.
You're keeping what you have.
Yeah.
Redbone says, good morning, fellas. Ask Chris Kane if he's got a personalized tag, please.
What does that mean?
It just means your tag has like CK or.
On what?
Or your car.
Oh, no.
Okay. He must have seen something maybe thought was you. Let's see here. Heber Springs has great thrifting. All stores closed together, so good. Golf club, shoes, clothes, everything. I tell you what was fascinating for us, Chris, was when we were in Aspen. We were trying to find the Aspen thrift shop because, as you can imagine, what you get in Aspen, what people give
Louis,
away.
Yes,
Louis
bags.
Yes. It's like a regular retail store for most of us.
Absolutely. You know, I played golf once, to throw it out there again. Played golf Saturday and shot better than double bogey golf.
Wow. So under 100.
107, and that's better than double bogey. Double bogey is 108. So thanks to the guys for taking me there. Now, again, I did well, but I think my issue is still in my arm and all that, and raising up my head and not looking. But I'm getting so much better. I'm telling you right now, I think I'm going to be, you know, having my own from the short grass. Podcast.
In addition to, and we hit the break here, Christian, in addition to it being De Niro's birthday, it's also John Gruden's birthday. Ah. John Gruden was in Fayetteville yesterday.
What's that all about?
A post. I called him and wished him happy birthday. And, of course, you know, he's the same age as us, Roger. He's 63.
Well, first of all, I thought it was a little disingenuous when he said, man, I love this. This is a great campus. There's so much to do here. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they do on that campus. I mean, you've got the pig in the waterfall. What's he talking about?
I think he's just being generous.
Well, being nice. I know. I know, but don't say that.
Oh, if he was only on campus about 9 months ago.
Well, we tried.
The message boards would have exploded.
Hey, guys, this is Terry from FFB. Just wanted to let you know my doctor agrees with you, David. I've lost 94 pounds and almost mean, I want to say 2 days. It'll be in 2 years. I've lost 94 pounds, kept it off the doctor appointment for creatine. I said, got to keep the muscle mass up a little bit. That's something we know that you have to do. You have to keep strong. Also, for just being mobile, being able to get up off the ground in case you fall, all those little things.
That's what we're talking about with Brian. It's not about the muscle building here. It's about the strength and the strength of being able to play catch with your grandson and being able to bend down and pick up the ball and get right back up as opposed to going, oops.
The little things.
Yes.
If you've got a comment or question, 661-1037 on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Yeah, Chris, I was just thinking, you're going to have that talk. You know, we still have our last big meeting to announce. Just waiting for that hopefully happen this week.
Are you doing that today?
You'll love this. There was a comment last week when I was filling in on the zone, and someone said, well, Hunter Yurecek, Tommy Kraft apparently on his Northwest Arkansas show said, Hunter Yurecek doesn't want to go down there and help them make a whole bunch of money. And I audibly laughed out loud at the idea of, making us a whole bunch of money. National Nonprofit Day, and someone asked me recently, they go, hey, does the Touchdown Club make any money? And I, again, was like, I can't even tell you. I can't share the finances. Yeah. All I can tell you is when we say nonprofit, we emphasize
That's right. All good. All right.
One last thing. Thank you very much from the 501. I was golfing my ball.
I was golfing my ball.
I was golfing my ball over the weekend.
The new phrase that we learned from Trey Schaaf.
Thank you, sir.
I was listening. He just said, you were really golfing your ball.
Like, he said that you were golfing your ball.
That's the elite golf. It's elite golf talk, Christian. When I heard it, I thought, we've got to get that clip.
Oh, we've got that clip, Jerry.
Only Trey Schaaf could say that. So
we have that clip.
Don't go away. We're live out here in West Little Rock. We're at the corner of Autumn and Canis, right around the corner from the Embassy Suites Hotel, Arkansas Urology, and Bowman. So interesting concept here with Max Strength Fitness. We'll be back in just a minute.